I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There he is. It's on the wire. It's on the wire.
I've got. I know I'm coming in. I'm coming in.
This is done.
Oh, no, swim off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of The Secret to Us. I feel like that's a lot of episodes.
So quick. 4 already.
Yeah.
What a roll.
We are. We're flying. This week's episode, I thought I'd spice it up a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to take some questions from my followers on Instagram. There's some really good ones.
Yes, I see you put a little poll up.
I did, yes, I did. So some good ones. And also, I'm going to play a little game with you.
Oh, God.
How do you feel about that?
I love games, but not if you're in charge.
Oh, shut up. Stop being such a fanny. It's going to be fun.
I feel a bit, like I'm going to be ganged up on.
There's only one of me, babe.
Is there?
Yes. So weird.
Is it?
There is only one of me. Yes, you're so weird. Okay, so do you know what one of the most asked questions I had on Instagram about us was?
Go on, hit me.
How did yous meet? And I feel like we've told this story a million times. So I thought it'd be boring, but apparently people still want to know.
I mean, it's not the best story, to be honest. It's not, nothing exciting.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's okay.
It was weird because we first moved, let me clarify. She followed me first.
It's fucking 2023, babe. No shame in my game.
She followed me first. She was game on. Well, that's what it means in boy code.
Did you think I was DTF because I followed you?
DTF. What is it? What? Oh, shit. What? What's DTF?
Down to fuck.
I knew that. Thought something else, but down to fuck.
Dick to fuck.
So, yes, she was DTF.
Yeah, well, it wasn't actually DTF. I was an emotional wreck. Excuse
you
wanted
a Turkish stallion. Now I'm getting hot sweat again, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it shiny? Is it?
No, it's not shiny, but your upper lip is
again
so moist.
Let's take 2 seconds. I need to just pat me. So, Vicky followed me first. She was on it, basically. What can I say? And then I followed her back. And then we didn't talk for 3 years. We just had each other followed. But no movements. So 3 years later, I thought she was going to get engaged. I was still being single me.
You're not the best storyteller, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not really good at that.
Like, it's not giving Enid Blyton, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to tell my side and then you tell your side.
Well, no, because my side's better and faster, so should not just tell mine?
I'm going in.
Right, okay. So the first part of the story is true. We both were single and I saw him on my Explore page on Insta. You know when, like, they show you things you might like? Anyway, he was fucking lovely bit of kit and he had his top off. Oh, he's absolute Turkish stallion. So I was like, yes, I do. Thank you, Explore page. I do like that. What an epic win. Hello, Maxie. So I followed him, but Erkan's right. Never messaged him or anything because not long after that, I got into a relationship with someone else. So being the loyal woman that I am, I would have never done anything with Erkan.
To be fair, so did I. Yeah. So we both got into... So we followed each other. I got into a relationship and so did she. And it just was just left like that.
It was. Until 3 years later, when my ex cheated on me because he's an absolute knobhead. And then Erkan broke up with his bird.
At the same time again.
Yeah. But we both didn't know either of these things. Anyway, he popped up on my Instagram timeline again and I thought, whew, he is still a really lovely bit of kit. So I started liking his pictures because I was on like a
little ping.
Yeah.
Like VP. And I was like, what?
I thought she was engaged.
She was engaged, but I'm single now. Yes, I thought, I'm single now. She's like my picture. I'm going to give her a little like back.
But he first, didn't he do a really gentlemanly thing? He went on my Instagram and checked, and there was obviously I'd rage deleted all the pictures of my ex, so they'd all gone.
Yeah, obviously, you always got to do a little check, haven't you?
So he did, checked and thought, green light. So next thing I know, I was out on a night out with my best mate, Gav. He took this absolutely wicked pic of me.
Oh, was it Gav who took the picture?
Gav took the pic, yeah. The ladies were looking very good. And Erkan slid me DMs for loads of fire emojis.
Yeah, I fired in.
William Wordsworth.
I fired in. I thought, listen, she's got no geezer on her timeline. I'm single.
She's obviously single.
She followed me first and liked my picture first. So it's only fair that I fly in with a fire emoji. Guns fired.
Yes.
Shots fired. So much, the game.
So much romance when you tell this story, Erkan. Like, it's a wonder I'm even still sitting on the sofa fully clothed and not just lying here naked.
I just take care in explaining the story, take my time.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is it. No, so basically, it's not a romantic how we met at all. It's like, but I suppose that's how a lot of people are doing it these days. It's like Instagram and apps and stuff like that. So maybe it's more a modern day fairy tale.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are doing dating apps now. Like,
yeah. I would be on the dating apps if I was single.
I just couldn't go on one of them apps, man.
You're joking. I bet you'd be like shagging your way through it like some sort of Turkish Casanova.
But there's so many catfishes and fake people and fake
people
profiles.
People use Erkan to catfish all the time, you know, by the way.
Yeah, like
Did you know this?
In Holland and...
Somebody sent me...
German Erkan and...
German Erkan!
There was... they used my pictures and called me...
Gary!
Gary the electrician.
And get on this. This is the best bit. They made him 10 years older.
Absolute.
Gary the electrician was 38.
And this, absolute piss take.
Do you know what? We're laughing, right? Because it is funny. You just get the Jew use these pictures.
I mean, Gary. Do I look like a Gary?
No. You don't look like a Gary in all fairness.
I look foreign as out. Turk.
Poor last message, doesn't she? Was like, just so you know, I'd been chatting to him for months, and then like somebody said, that's Vicky Patterson's fan.
See, this is why I don't do dating apps.
Was she breaking it to you?
No, she was like, she wasn't breaking it to me. She was really embarrassed and upset. She knew it wasn't Erkan, but she didn't really, she just didn't know. She was chatting to him and stuff, and then someone went, that is Vicky Patterson's fella. And then she went on seeing the pictures. It was a whole big thing. She was really embarrassed. She was saying, like, he probably must be doing it to other people as well. It's mad, isn't it?
I mean, she could have been mine. Little side chick. Fake name.
I'm telling you right now, right? If you were going to cheat on me, I'd have to organise it for you. So I'm not worried, babes. You're the fucking most disorganised person in the world. You couldn't organise piss up in a brewery.
That's my, like, IB for name when I go, like, away. Gary. Gazza.
The electrician.
Call me Gazza.
I bet you they're hanging off you in Ocean Beach, babes.
They are. Gazza pulls the birds.
Right. Oh, he's a good boy. Do we think daddy's a knob? Do we think daddy is a
no.
knob? Daddy's a knob, Milo. Is daddy a knob? Daddy's a knob. Come on, big boy. I feel like once we started dating, though, it kind of went from strength to strength.
Yeah.
I almost didn't go on our first date because Pete Wicks told us that he was shorter than Pete Wicks.
Liberty, Pete. We're the same height, Pete. With our trainers on a good day.
You and Pete, your little Cubans, man, I kind of call. But no, so we went out, we had a lovely first date, we went to Novo, didn't we?
We did.
And we took this wicked picture. It's absolute sick, fire picture.
Wicked first date, the best.
Best first date.
We were so pissed and we asked one of the waiters to take a picture. Obviously, they always take a shit photo, didn't they?
Yeah, you never get a good picture of
and this geezer took the best photo we could have asked for. Still with us today.
Still one of our favourite pictures.
We've got a frame.
Yeah, oh, it was so nice, Eric.
He done wonders,
and he went to the toilet. I remember we were like snogging in Nobu. It was so cringe.
Bad.
Like, I'm so mortified now thinking about it. But we were just so cute and happy and all the rest of it. Anyway, I remember him going to the toilet in the first day, and I messaged all my mates in the group chat, and I went, bye, fucking hat, lasses, I'm marrying him.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
I swear to God, I mean, they'll still have the message now.
No.
Yeah, I knew.
Is it bad that I didn't know?
No, it's not.
But it was a good date.
You're just a man.
That was an unbelievable date. I'm just saying.
Mate, you could have lied. No one would have checked.
I didn't know that. That was very nice.
Well, when did you fall in love with me then? What the fuck? Well, when did you think I could marry this girl?
Dubai.
No, I'm literally made of anger and questions.
When we had a lovely time in Dubai, when I asked you to be my girlfriend.
You can't tell me he loved me first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he slipped. But it was like a... I love you, babe.
No, what? Erkan, why are you doing this? Like, I've just told you on our first date, told my mates I was going to marry you.
Yes, I did. Do you know what? I said I love you first. I did.
You did? Because, and the road to us getting there wasn't that straightforward, you know? So even though we had this, like, lovely first date and stuff, like, then when, and we kept things quite quiet for a while, but then when everyone started to find out and stick their fucking noses in, then it started to get really complicated.
Yeah.
So basically, there was an article written about Erkan in the paper.
Which one was this?
That said he was only going out with me because he had tried out for Love Island the year before. And they told him, listen, you're a good-looking lad, but we're looking for people with, like, more of a following now. Obviously, this was really? The era of, like, Tommy Fury and Marcel. And, like, they were looking for people with a bit of status already. And they went, so go away. This is the article. Go away. Get, like, a bit of, like, status. Get a bit of something. And we'll think about you for next year. So that's why he was going out with me. Because he was going out with me to get status. And he was going to go on Love Island.
I didn't see this article.
You did see the
article. It just says Love Island bosses want Erkan.
No. That was what was it... That's
no.
Erkan's read the headline.
No.
That is exactly...
There was a separate one that I'm only going out of you for clout. That was nothing to do with Love Island. The Love Island was separate.
Erkan, I can find this article.
Well, they were wrong.
The internet... Well, of course they were wrong, but like... Well,
they were wrong. Basically, I fell in love with Vicky. I turned down Love Island.
No, you didn't get up on Love Island.
For the romantic ending.
Shut up.
And she turned down...
Celebs go dating. Loads of stuff.
Oh, loads.
I did. Is that your big brother's?
Did you see what she's trying to do? She was trying to twist that.
Look out, Elif.
She tried it. She tried doing Love Island and something else to frame me.
I'm telling you. This,
and then... No.
No, listen. This is getting very convoluted.
This is Vicky Patterson's side of the story.
This is getting very convoluted. Let me go back. That was the article. I'm telling you right now. Have you got it up? George has got it up. Read it, George.
Is it the exact same one?
George, read it.
Who's right?
You read it on...
Okay, come on. No, this is the article. Love Island bosses are set to have eyed up Vicky Patterson's boyfriend, Erkan Ramadan, as a potential contestant for this year's series. According to The Sun, The Only Way Is Mob star was approached by casting producers back in January when its relationship... I didn't say January, right? Did I? January. When his relationship with Vicky was in its early stages. Producers are reportedly keen to sign on a number of singletons who've dabbled in reality TV and have a strong social media presence.
Okay. Yes.
Keep reading. A source told the publication, Love Island casting agents are approaching people with low-level fame. Ooh, that's a bit of a burn, isn't it?
Is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, to take part in this year's show. They told Erkan he'd be a perfect fit for the show. Now that he's with Vicky, they really want him on board.
Exactly. That's different. Just because I'm with you now, they want me even more.
He knows it would be good for his career, but he's with Vicky now, so he's not sure how to play it. This year, they know exactly who they want on the show. Everyone on Love Island must have a strong influence and strong social media. It's the key to the success. Hang on. There's more.
Just admit, I was right. There's two different stories. One's Love Island wanted me. The other one was about, I'm just getting with you for likes and whatever.
Maybe I've married the two stories together, but on the plus side, look.
She's just admitted it.
No, this is the picture.
Say to everyone, you've married the stories together.
Married the stories together. Who would have thought 3 years down the line, Erkan, we'd be engaged to be married, we have a house with two gorgeous babies, 6 embryos and eggs in the freezer.
Yeah.
Life is good. Imagine if you had done Love Island. Imagine if I'd done Celebs Go Dating. That's what they wanted us to do.
Imagine.
They were going to give us $100,000.
They were going to give me...
Fuck all.
Depending on how I did. But yeah. We swerved it.
We did. How do you...
For good reasons.
How do you feel about the decisions we made now?
Fucking wish I took Love Island now. I'm joking. Love Island's done.
That's why you're joking. Because you no longer get as many followers as you do when you go on Love Island.
No.
I just think it's so weird that through everything, I don't know, the highs and the lows, and all of those other TV shows we could have done, Celebs Go Dating, yeah. Love Island. What, even got offered to do First Dates Hotel, you know?
Did you?
Yeah. There wasn't a fee for that, though, so I was less tempted.
Okay.
It was for charity. Not that I don't love charity. Oh, and I would have got a holiday. I was tempted. I was tempted.
I'm definitely worth more than 100 grand, aren't I?
Babe, you're absolutely... I couldn't... You're priceless. You certainly cost us more than 100 grand.
What? I'm cheap as chips.
Cost a fortune to feed your irk. Your fucking greedy is out.
Yeah, I do love my food.
Do love your scran. But listen, I am so pleased we're turning down all those different reality shows.
Everything happens for a reason. We've got two lovely puppies.
Do you? Are you so happy with our family?
Yes.
Happy.
You did not like that.
Babe, I'm happy with you. Do you want to play a game with us?
No, I don't like this game you keep mentioning.
Well, listen, if you hadn't been such a raging arsehole over my period, you wouldn't have to play this game.
How come she gets to play a game, not me?
Because I'm the star.
Big-headed mother...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Come on, do you want to play this game or not?
Yes, come on in. I'm ready.
Ready? You heard it here first. Let's play Professor Patterson's period pants.
Period pants?
I'm going to stick them in your shorts.
Stickly, if you put them...
Oh, darn, it's going to hurt, innit?
Yeah, fuck you, mate.
Period pants sounds like a game for you.
Yeah.
What, Tim?
Take your top off.
Get your dick out.
No.
So, get your dick good.
So you have to rip these off and put them like on your abdomen.
Right, lie back.
On my abs?
Not near the heart.
Not near the heart or near the pelvis.
I'm sweaty though.
That's okay.
So like where you get your period pains on your tummy.
Yeah. Come on then. Right, lie back down so no one can see your knee.
Just put them there. I was hoping.
Okay, cool. Right. Thanks, Eli. I'm going to put them all four on.
Yeah, put them all on.
All four?
Yeah, all four. Two on each side.
Brilliant.
And
come on.
Once they're on.
Well, you've got to. This is why
I haven't shaved.
This is why I was telling you to lie down, but you've done this.
Not on your willy. On your tummy.
I'm actually just trying to put me. Trying to get my dick out.
I'm not trying to get. Man, trust me, that's the last thing I'm trying to do, mate. Lie down.
There's a dog in the way.
Right, okay. Stop being such a baby about it. Hi, Max. What are you doing, sir? You okay? I know. I know. Right, ready? This is where I have a period, kids. What's this, Milo? Do you want one as well?
No.
There you go, Daddy.
What are you,
Matt? Maxie, look. Just... Right, you're sniffing Daddy's knees.
What are you sniffing?
I'm putting them where I get my period pain. Right, ready? There's another... What? Oh, watch out, there's another side.
There's four?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think one of our biggest bones of contention... as a couple, is your truly insensitive lack of understanding about my periods and what women have to go through.
Incorrect. I completely respect what women go through and I understand, well, I don't understand because I don't get period pains, but it's definitely not nice. But there's a difference between that and you constantly bringing it up. on social media to me, yeah. to dogs. Yeah. I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear it. Yeah, so I think maybe it's like, what would be nice and fun for me is if you had like a bit of a better understanding about what women go through every month.
I'm not a woman.
I think it would be great. Just so maybe you can potentially exercise a little bit of compassion.
Right, listen, teacher. Before anyone lets her use this, teacher on and off.
No. On is the top button. I know this. And more is this one. How does that feel? So this is... this is just halfway.
Ah!
This is just halfway.
But you don't have this constant.
No, I think we do. The cheek of them to tell me. What a cramp is to try and lecture me about how often women get.
Shit, no, no, no. Wait, too often. Babe, take that. Can I take this off?
No.
Babe, fucking turn it off now. Take that, then that's it. Woo. That was a big one.
This is the best day of my life.
That was a big one.
Was that a big one? Was that a big one? Do you need a hot water bottle? Do you want some Galaxy? Should I put on a rom-com?
I don't find you funny at all.
Yeah, so now you know how I feel when I'm on my period and you're just fucking existing. I don't find you funny at all either. I find your whole existence annoying because this is what we're dealing with, Erkan. We're dealing with this.
Ah, stop.
I know, it's the poor baby.
No, wait, stop.
Oh, it can't be as bad.
Stop.
Not even reached full capacity.
Like, don't, babe. Are you fucking joking with me? Oh shit, it's more powerful than I thought.
So I'm still.
Not,
oh, so no. Oh, that was very childish. I can't do that with my fallopian tube, so.
Oh! Oh, fuck!
That's what you get.
What was that? Just like jolting me.
Right, okay, so can we have a genuine.
Is this a game or is this just.
Oh, it is going to be a game. Sorry, that was just me making sure the machine worked.
See, now I'm sweating again.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted this exercise to sort of give you, like, I don't know, a little bit of an insight into what it's like being a woman. Because sometimes you can be quite insensitive when I'm having my period. But can you imagine how hard it is to have this for like 4 days, 5 days every month?
What, that babe, it level is, of
you know,
pain?
Do you know what I'm telling you? On my first day of my period, I'm like, babe, it's really bad and I'm crying and stuff. This is what it is.
I think we should put this on you.
No. Can you believe?
No.
Can you believe he's disputing it now? Can you?
No. If you put it on yourself.
Yeah.
And then go through the levels.
Yeah.
And then tell me what level it's actually at.
I just can't. You're unbelievable, you aren't you? You're unreal.
No, I told you.
No, don't. Cheeky, considering I've got this in you. You should be nicer to me. Oh,
fuck you, you bitch. It fucking hurts, man.
Oh, my heart bleeds. Right, well, I've turned it down a bit now. Have you thought about your behaviour? Have you thought about your behaviour?
Oh, my God.
Come on, son. Sit down with mummy and dad.
Watch what I'm going to do to you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Right on.
And if I don't feel like you're answering truthfully, I'm going to give you an electric shock in your tummy.
What you've done for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, are you ready? Actually, I've only been doing it for 6 minutes. That just goes to show you how painful it is. Time has escaped you. That's not for eating, Maxie. Poor baby. Right, you ready, Eric?
Yes.
Okay, question number one.
What are you turning out for?
Oh, sorry.
I didn't answer the question.
Ah, sorry, babe. I got distracted. Hang on.
What? You can't ask me a question and turn it out.
Sorry, yeah, that's correct. Correct. Right, question number one. When did you fall in love with me?
It's hard because every date was just getting better and better, but I probably asked you to be my girlfriend in Dubai. So was that our first? No, that was the second holiday.
Yeah.
I fell in love with you on the second holiday.
So in Dubai, so after about 6 months. I feel like that's a very...
Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah, I feel like that's a healthy escalation. I feel like you're telling the truth, so no electric shock. Do you like my accent?
Yes and no.
What does that mean?
Well, it's when we go up to Newcastle, it can be a bit...
Bit what?
Harsh, loud, aggressive. That's the truth. Yeah, yes, yes
truth.
And no.
It is the
truth. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Would you be pissed off if our children had...
Yes.
Do you know what? You're getting a shock just for that.
What? No. You're telling me... No, not too much. Not too much. Not too much. That's enough.
That was
question time.
I know that wasn't.
Next question.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Are you going to go to the strip? I was only a stag do.
I'm not really fussed about strippers, but I don't mind tits in my face or a half naked bird in my face. But I won't touch them.
Do you know what, Erkan? You're telling the truth, but you're getting.
But I don't.
That's just for saying tits in your face.
But it's a stag, man.
It's a stag.
It's like. Oh! Listen, stop. But listen, you. But hang on a minute. So on your stint,
you're
not gonna have one of your mates not gonna sort out a stripper.
Absolutely not.
A male stripper.
I don't like penises.
Nor do
all.
I don't like penises. But if the boys do it, then I'm not gonna say no. Am I? I'm just gonna fucking get on with it.
Oh, like hard days grafter. I'm not pressing it again. Okay. Like I've already given you a shock for tits in me face.
The answer was, I'm not a fan of strippers, but if the boys take me, then it is what it is.
Okay, fair enough. Next question. If I was to end up being exactly like me mum, would you be happy with that?
Yes. Yes.
You get no electric shock for that. That was very nice. Carol's lovely, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful.
Lovely ladies, Carol. We love Carol.
You get no shocks for that. I feel like on that note, we'll end it, babes. Because, I mean, that was a really nice note to end it on.
Yes. No! No! Stop. No, seriously, stop. That's enough. Okay, Rams rage. It's my fucking turn, bitches. Basically, she does not let me have a lay-in. Impossible. If I'm tired, no Erkan, let's get up, let's take the boys for a walk, let's do this, let's do that. But when she goes, babe, I'm tired, I've worked all day, I've got a long day tomorrow. I said, babe, no worries. Babe, no worries. I get up about 8. I gently close the door, let her sleep till 9:30, and I'll deal with all this shit. And this is payback. This is payback for mummy not getting up. She's getting attacked.
Help me.
That's it.
What the fuck? You're a feral, bro.
That's because mum doesn't wake up. And she sleeps till 9:30.
I'm going to take that on the chin. Don't look so shocked. I am going to take that on the chin.
Wait.
That feels really nice. But listen, Bravo. I'm not perfect. I absolutely do that. Like, I when I'm up, everyone else has to be up. I'm terrible for it.
And there's me gently closing the door.
Yeah, you are quite conscientious.
Making sure all the lights are closed.
You're very thoughtful.
A shut. Sorry, turn off.
Yeah, no, I'll take that on the chin. When I'm up, I want everyone else to be up. I'm an arsehole.
So are you going to let me have a lay-in?
No, I've just acknowledged it. I thought accountability was up there with the changed behaviour. Is that not right?
So you're not going to change?
Oh, I'll try. But do you know what, Erkan? I just miss you. I'm like, oh, I'm awake. I hope Erkan would wake up soon. It's like nice, isn't it? In a way, really.
Vicky Patterson.
Okay, do you want to hear mine?
I'm perfect.
Ready? It's time for Vic's X. Woo! Are you ready for this, bitch?
Go on in, hit me.
Okay. Why are you a 30-year-old man who hides in the toilet and plays games on his phone for like fucking hours on end? Like, why? Do you know what the worst thing is about the game you choose to play? My particular ick this week is Football Manager. You're not even playing football. You're not even the footballer. You're the manager.
Exactly.
That's so weird.
being a manager is very important to like be in life as well.
Is it, yeah?
I'm managing people's staff.
You're not doing fuck all. It's control, on your fork. You're a child.
Controlling finances, again, real life.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Fitness.
Hello, son.
Helping people get fitter, my team.
Look, babe, you genuinely believe this is real, mate. It's on your little fucking rectangle when you're having a poo.
It's the best
it's
game.
It's not real.
Best game.
You're not Sven Goran Eriksson. You're not Pep.
Manager.
You're not Jose Mourinho. You're a Khan Ramadan in Waltham Abbey having a shit.
Yeah, it's a man. So a toilet is a man's
throne. Yeah, I've heard this before.
Is, yeah, throne.
Yeah.
To get away with, to get away from you, the dogs, the house, just escapism.
Ick. You
plus,
sit, you
get to play foot managers.
You sit there. Smelling your own poo, right?
No, every time I poo, I flush. So the smell doesn't linger.
How long do you sit there and... No, I know how long you sit there and poo. You're there for like 45 minutes hiding from your life, from me and your fluffy children and your so-called responsibilities, pretending you're somebody else, pretending you're Jose Mourinho or somebody. I don't know any new football managers.
So what?
Frank Lampard, whoever.
No, he's awful manager.
Who's that lush one from Man City?
Pep.
Pep. I knew it was Pep. So you're there pretending that. That's icky.
That's not a bad thing in life.
Ick, ick, ick.
It's not a bad thing in life, pretending to be Pep.
Pep, it's not real.
Well, my answer is I'm not going to change.
Oh, bro.
I might shorten it from 45 minutes to half an hour.
All right.
But I told you, it's good for my mental health.
No, Erkan just learned this recently. No, I'm sorry. Erkan learned that if you put mental health on the end of anything, that I can, like, no longer argue with it. So he now, this is good for my mental health about anything.
Hang on a minute. It's the equivalent of me watching you sit on the sofa and not acknowledge me or the boys when you're on your phone. Not working.
I never do that.
Excuse me?
Let's bring the secret to us with Vicky Patterson and Erkan Ramadan. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I hope you have a great week.
It's a good rap.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.